The Lord Jesus has a one-track mind. He insists on being betrayed, brutally beaten, and then hung graveyard dead on a cross. And then in the text, Jesus bursts forth with one of the strangest prayers that you can ever hear from the New Testament. Thank you, Father. You have hidden salvation, tucked it neatly inside of me. My suffering, my cross, my death, tucked underneath all of that is the world's redemption. Thanks to you, Father, that you have hidden these things from the salvation know-it-alls who insist on a do-it-yourself salvation. Oh, thanks to you, Father, that you have revealed what you're up to in the world with me to the little children. Brothers and sisters, if you insist on a Jesus who is not totally Savior, you're in the dark. Reject Jesus as Savior and you're about as religiously stuck on stupid as they come. Do you want to know who the one true God is? Do you want to know what he's like? Whether he cares for you at all? Then you don't climb the escalator to the heavens and peek through the clouds because you won't find him there. Instead, hold on to the man, Jesus, who is absolutely way down here. If you are bogged down with sin, if you are burned out on religion, if you are sick to death with the principles that are prescribed for living, devastated by trying to save yourself, by always trying to be good, then Jesus says, I'm the man for you.